First John chapter number 1, stand for the reading of the precious word of God. First John chapter number 1, if you can, Abel, I'm going to read the entirety of the chapter. It's just 10 verses. Thank you, Lord, for your presence tonight. I hope everybody's minded to the Lord. Beginning in verse number 1 of 1 John chapter number 1. The Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon and our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifested. We've seen it. Bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you, why? That your joy may be full. This then is the message which we've heard of Him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, I'm glad when God butts in. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Oh, I'm glad of verse 9. How many times? I don't want to use it as a crutch, but how many times have we had to go to this very verse? If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Here's that blood again working. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. And His word is not in us. Thank you. You may be seated. I appreciate you standing in reverence of the word of God. 1 John chapter number 1, the entirety of the chapters we've read. The main theme of the book of 1 John, and we just read the first chapter, and I encourage you to read this whole book. It won't take you long. It's just 5 simple chapters. Not long. In 1 John chapter number 1 and the remaining of these chapters, the main theme of this book of 1 John is called fellowship. Now here the past few weeks, as we've already alluded to there earlier, the man of God's been preaching on prayer. This is going to be another key element to our praying. It's to making sure that we are in fellowship with the Lord when we pray. Making sure that we're right with God. Making sure everything is clean between us and a holy God. Making sure that when we bow This is the problem I have, and I know you've heard me say this before. The problem I have is when I bow and pray, it takes me forever to pray for myself. Just to get myself, to get my heart in tune before I can even pray for somebody else. And it shouldn't be like that. When Brother Tim comes to me and he says, I need your prayers, brother. I ought to be able to say, thank God. that I'm right with Him. That I could maybe even right then. I said, brother, I'll just do it right now. Just do it right now. We'll go right up here. We'll pray. Oh, don't that just make you want to feel better about yourself? That when you get up from praying, oh, and the help's been given, whatever the need might be. Help may be on the way, but it's got comfort in knowing that He can count on me to pray. And how many times that people sitting in this building can look at us and say, I'm glad. Brother Harry said, I'm glad that I've got a church that I know there's some people that can get a hold of God, get on their knees in prayer. It's because they've been in fellowship with Him. The most important thing in our life is to be right with the Holy God and be in fellowship with Him. Making sure that channel's clean so that when we bow and pray, it won't take us an hour to pray our own selves. Before we could pray for our church, before we could go from pew to pew, Miss June, and before we could pray for our homes, the key is being in fellowship with Him. And that's what we read about tonight. Four times in three verses. Verse number 3 said that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship's with the Father. Verse number 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him, walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as He is in light, we have fellowship one with another. When you're right with God on a vertical plane between me and God, everything's clear. There'll be fellowship between me and God. Horizontally, we'll be in fellowship with each other. When I find myself, get this, when I find myself out of fellowship with Him, my fellowship will be broken with you guys. Because you get to looking around. And you get to saying, well, I don't like the way Miss Debbie plays that piano. I don't like it when they stand and testify. I don't like it the way the man of God preaches. I just don't like the way Brother Craig leads the choir. The fellowship. You get to picking. You'll get to picking. Let me just ask you. What do you think of your church? What do you think of the church people? That's it. Negativism, Brother Billy. That's negativism. Even at the plant where I used to work, they'd put little signs on the tables and say, stay away from negative people. Yeah. I said, Lord God, I got to quit. Yeah. Because all I have to do is turn around and look at Joe Blow that's standing behind me, and he's so negative. Yeah. We don't need junk like that. Right. Brother Darrell was talking about the coming of the Lord. Yeah. We don't need that. We don't need that negativism.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Billy. Fail it, but it'll happen. You'll get bitterness, you'll get jealousy when you are not right with God. And then when you go to pray, He's going to, oh, Lord, help me. When I go to bow and pray, and I've got a problem with my brother or sister, how many times he said, whoop, stop, go to him. Apologize. You want to find out why your prayers are not getting answered? You better check out. Maybe there's something, if it's not, maybe some inward sin that you're battling inside of you. Maybe it might be some outward sin that you're having a problem with. It could be that a brother you've got an ought with. You can go to the Word of God. I'm not sure where it's at right now, but if you've got an ought with, before you come to the altar and pray, you've got to go get that thing right. Or you're just going to go through. Just go through a routine. And how many times we do it. We bow and pray, God, bless them. Help them, Lord Jesus. Help these. Save those. See that sinner. You're trying to be confidential when you're praying. You're trying to be specific in your praying. You're trying to be urgent in your praying. You're trying to be knowing that they're collectively, corporately, there's people that's praying for this same problem. Oh, but you're so full of sin in your life. You're out of fellowship with Him. That which was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, and our hands have handled. You think with me back in John chapter number 1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Here was Jesus Christ that walked in fellowship with 12 men. And He's saying right here, hey, we've seen Him. We've actually got to touch it. That handled of the Word of life. Jesus Christ being the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter number 1 verse 14. Where He made flesh and dwelt among us. He walked with them and He talked with them. He was able to instruct Him, disciples. They got to fellowship with Him on a physical basis. Oh, and you say, boy, I wish I'd have been able to be there. And to walk with Jesus. Boy, I'd like to be one of His disciples and going along with Him and see Him heal the sick and raise the dead. See Him the blind to see. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're up on them. We've got the Holy Spirit living inside of us. We've got Jesus living inside of us. We've got God living inside us. Hey, He was just walking with them. He was just talking with them. And we've got the words of life. Right. Oh, was it Peter? He said, to whom shall we go? You've got the words of life. And right now, we've got the Word of God. The Holy Spirit within living in us. That we can have fellowship. Hey, these disciples had fellowship with them. Eat with them. And talked with them. And got to be intimate with Him. Oh, we can do the same thing. I didn't have to be one of the 12 disciples. I can be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. That which we've heard from the beginning, which we've seen and heard. Hey, here was their fellowship. In verse number 2, for the life was manifested. That word means revealed. It was revealed to them. It appeared, it was declared, it was showed. It was revealed to them openly. And this is another key word, 1 John. 5 times in 4 verses, this word's manifested. That's what Jesus Christ did for the disciples. Or verse 1 and 2 and 3. But today, He wants to manifest Himself through the Word of God. Manifest Himself through prayer. So that we can fellowship with Him. That is a key ingredient to our praying. You say, this didn't have anything to do with prayer? Yeah, it did. Because it's going to be a key element. And I know I didn't get to make it to church, but I did hear on the phone the other night, I did hear Brother Barry saying something about closeness. That's if we're going to see prayers answered, we're going to have to get closer to God. Draw nigh to God. And He... what? He will. Everybody say will. Will. He will draw nigh to us. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us, Brother Jackie, to get closer to Him. And when we get closer to Him, hey, He's going to get closer to us.
Amen.
Let me do this illustration. Brother Tim, Miss Bubba, you come here. Please. That's all I know you by. Mrs. Hammonds. Right there. You stand right there. And you stand right here. I'm going to take you to a home right now. I'm going to take you to a home. I know I don't look like it, but I'm going to play God. Okay? I'm sorry. As Miss Bubba draws closer to God, I want you to come towards me. Brother Tim draws closer. Now you see, not only are they drawing closer to me, they drew closer to each other. I didn't move. God never moves. He's always going to be there. But as each one of them, and that's the reason it's very important. Thank you. And you can sit down. It's very important. Or you can stay there if you want to. It's very important, number one, that a husband, the head of the house, drawing nigh to God. And I should have demonstrated this too, but if Brother Tim had gotten closer to God, where was she at? She would have still been back here. It's the reason I encourage husbands and wives, get on the same page. When that husband is drawing nigh to God, oh, he's in fellowship. His mind is on the Lord. Everything is fine. He's in fellowship with Him because he's close to God. But here's the wife. Still back here. Still at a distance. Not only a distance from God, but a distance from her husband. Same with parents and kids. Parents, drawing closer to God. Where's the kids? Still back here. I'm going to encourage you, young people, draw close to God. I know every parent wants this. Parents over there, but the kids. I mean, I want it. I want my kids to challenge me. I mean, if they move up, get close to God, that makes me want to make sure that I'm with my kids, that I get closer. Miss Donna, get closer to God. So why couldn't we, as a unit, as a home, that everyone in our home draws closer to God, gets in fellowship with God? What would make so much better harmony in your home, wouldn't it? Kids, don't you let your parents out, do you? Don't let them kids. Don't let your parents out, do you? You get close to God too. I want to see my kids get closer to God. I want to see your kids get closer to God. I want to see every home get closer to God. It's going to make a difference. It'll make a difference in our individual lives because we get closer as individuals. It's got to start with an individual. It just takes one. It takes one getting in fellowship with God. Just like His disciples. They actually physically walked with the Savior. But I can spiritually walk with my Savior. And I could be in fellowship. Fellowship with Him. So as individuals, if we... starting with myself, all the way back, every one of them, Ms. Wanda, and Brother David, Ms. Debbie, all the way back, and say, oh, I want to stay in fellowship with Him, making sure my life is clean before Him. And Lord willing, if we get to it, how in the world are we going to make sure that we stay in fellowship? Every one of us individually. And then the Seabolt home, the Hammond's home, Brother Ivan and his wife, the Craddock's home, the Seal's home. Every one of these homes would get together and be in fellowship with Him. What in the world could happen at RBT? I really would like to see it. One time, this thing would blow out of here. If every member of RBT, even visitors is visiting, and you're part of us, even every visitor, and you get fellowship with Him, come in here, cranked up, pumped up, in fellowship with Him, hit untelling. Can you believe God with me? I'd love to see it just one time. And hey, God meets with us. I praise the Lord for His presence. But what we seen earlier, be just a little drop in the bucket, Miss Nikki. Be just a little drop in the bucket. Hey, we'd probably have to beat Jesus and go into the rapture ourselves. I'd love to see it just one time. Hallelujah. But it's going to take fellowship. For the life was manifested. We've seen it. We bear witness. How does He manifest Himself to us? It's through His Word. Now, verse 3. That which we've seen, and it's a little different than what I'm used to preaching. I'm just going verse by verse, just giving you some seed thought. No outline tonight. Verse 3. That which we've seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly our fellowship is with the Father, with His Son, Jesus Christ. Fellowship. I looked up this word, fellowship. It means partnership. To be in communion. Right. When there's two that have things in common. Oh, and Webster, Noah Webster, Kaylee, or Kara, she just had a history a test on Noah Webster in school. In 1828, he made the Webster's Dictionary. And in this fellowship, it said intimate, familiarity. And even outside of this, it had 1 John 1. There's intimate familiarity in fellowshipping with Him. That's just like a husband and a wife. When you're in fellowship, whoa boy. When there's things right at the house, whoa, things pick up. There's intimacy. There's a love there that you just can't break. Oh, but when there's problems, there's no fellowship. When there's problems with me and Donna, that's another old boy. You just better get out of her way. This illustration, Brother Barry, he's mentioned it years ago. I don't know if he has recently, but it's a good illustration of eternal security. It's talking about fellowship and being broken. When my girls was born on their birthday and they come into our home, there was a relationship that took place. But there's also a fellowship. Old things were good. That little baby and you two ladies, you're going to find this out. Always. Yeah, Brother Craddock will find out too. Oh, there's wonderful fellowship. That's great. But they don't stay little long. They grow up. They do wrong. Fellowship is broken. Sometimes there's chastisement. Sometimes there's words. Harsh words. Don't do it again. Or else. After the third, fourth, fifth time, you tell them that. But listen. But the one thing about it, the relationship will never break. They'll always be my daughters. The fellowship might be broken. And Katie can say amen sometimes. And her fellowship, her mama's, her fellowship broken sometimes. But thank God the relationship will never break. That's the reason we need to stay close fellowship with Him. If you're a child of God, nothing going to take that away. That fellowship will be broken. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And say, okay, what about John, a disciple here that wrote this book? In verse number 4, these things write we unto you, just exactly what I wrote for you, said these things write I unto you that your joy may be full. When you are not in fellowship with God, there'll be your joy will leave. I mean, you can go to Psalms chapter number 51 when it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. He needed his joy because of the sin, and we all know the sin of Bathsheba. And that was the reason Psalms 51 was wrote, because he was not in fellowship with God, and there was no, the joy was not there. The joy was not there. And so first of all, he had to have open heart surgery, and you've heard me preach on that. Create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me, restore unto me. That your joy will not be there. There'll be no peace. There'll be no love. So get in fellowship with Him. Ask yourself tonight, how's your joy? Is it real joy? You really have joy? A lot of people try to come up with this artificial. You know, they've got them synthetic drugs. I think some people like to take the synthetic joy drugs. Try to manufacture joy. But that's just a temporary joy. They try to find it in the bottle. They try to find it in pills. They try to find it in pornography. They try to find it in just any kind of sin that this world offers you. And I'll say to you, verse of Scripture, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So I'm saying keep your fellowship clean before the Lord. And you will, number one, you will have your joy full. John 15:11, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. God wants to reveal Himself. And I'm just about done. God wants to reveal Himself through His life and His light. Look at this, verse 5. This then is the message which we've heard of Him
declaring to you.
That's what he's wanting to do. Brother Wiersbe, in his book, Brother Andy, he gave a 3-point outline in verses 1 through 4. Number one, it's not my outline. I said I wouldn't give you an outline. This is not mine. Verse number one, this life, Jesus Christ, it was revealed. It was manifested. And he wants to reveal to us his life. In verse number two, this life, we're talking about Jesus, this life was experienced. It said it was manifested. We've seen it. We bear witness. We're showing to you. They've even handled it. And it goes in verse number one as well. And then looking at 3 and 4. And also it goes into verse 5 too. This life is shared. That's what Brother Harry was talking about. Going ahead and sharing the gospel. Sharing his life. That's what he's wanting us to do. This thing is the message which we've heard of him. And declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness. So I want to declare the life of God to a lost and dying world. I want to declare that God is light. He said, I'm the light of this world. Amen. There's a lost and dying world out there that's still wandering around in darkness. They're blind. They need Jesus. Not only will your joy be full, but you can find yourself when you're in fellowship with the Lord, and God just giving this to me, you're going to want to share. You're going to be a witness. Have you wanted to witness when you're out of fellowship with God? Brother Silas, can you do it? My brother Silas can do anything, even when he's out of fellowship. But it's true. You want to run past them. I'm not right with God, and I really don't want to take the time. But this then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Sin in your life. We're fellowship with him when we're walking in the light. If we say that we have fellowship with him, walk in darkness, we lie. But if we'll walk in the light, this is that contrast. Encouraging all of us, members, visitors alike. Especially if you're saved. This is to save people. This is to save people. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another and the blood of Jesus Christ. We are fellowship with him when we're walking in the light. Look at this verse. Verse 6, we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. There's two things that happens. Number one, we lie. We lie in our words. And walk in darkness, and we do not the truth. And we lie in our deeds. Our walk and our talk. We say that we have fellowship, and we don't. Many are deceiving themselves. How many times come to the house of God and say, I'm all right. You know, and there's more here tonight. When I preached on God's heart surgery, I used an illustration. And it's just 2 days after Dad had his open heart, his heart surgery, I made this statement. When Dad went to the doctor and they told him he had a problem, what if Dad would have said, I'm all right. There's nothing wrong with me. How many times have we as Christians, we'll come in, we'll go through our little routine, everything we say, everything's all right. Hey, but when we're in true fellowship with him, his words will be revealed in us. And that's what it's talking about. His words will be revealed in us. We get to reading the Word of God, he'll start revealing him, manifesting himself. I mean, them disciples walked with him. Hey, but we've got the Word of God. We got 66 books. They didn't have these books. But we got the Word of God preserved in the King James Bible. He can reveal himself through his life and through his light, and we can learn. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. Oh, when we're walking in the light, I'm going to give you three things. This is not really an outline. I don't know why I said that. We're living the life and the light. Hang on just a little bit. Don't get antsy. Number one, you're living the life and the light of Christ. The Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. When you're walking in the light and you're in fellowship with Him, there's three things going to take place. You're going to live the life and the light of Christ. You're going to walk in the truth of Christ. You're going to walk in that Word of God. And I've skipped so much. Three, when you're walking in the light, you're walking in that Word of God, you're walking in fellowship with Him, you're going to enjoy. You're going to be living it. You're going to be walking it. And you're going to be enjoying, Brother Frankie, in fellowship of Christ. Then whenever you pray, knowing that you've got to pray for your brother and sister in Christ, you want to pray for your man of God. You want to pray for Jubilee Friday night. You bow and pray. You could say, Father, everything's all right. With the best of my ability, the grace of God, I'm walking in the light. I'm in fellowship. As far as to my knowledge, there's nothing between me and the Savior. I got an issue. I'm bringing it to you. Well, I'm glad He loves us, don't He? Let me continue. Let me finish. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not revealed in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, this is a promise. This is conditional to promise. If we confess our sins, if we'll do that, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what He'll do. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if your fellowship is broken between you and the Lord, boy, I'm glad 1 John 1:9 is still in the book. Just today, flip through our... Oh, it's still there. I just want to make sure one more time that verse was there. That's kind of what got me started, looking at the whole chapter. And I skipped a lot of stuff, but let me give you Proverbs 28. You can turn there if you want to, but the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But in Proverbs chapter 28. Matter of fact, Miss Paula Sue, if you want to come, or Miss Debbie, either one, it don't matter. Proverbs 28. I'm gonna read this verse. I'm gonna close. Proverbs 28, verse 13. The Bible says, Proverbs 28:13. Underline it, memorize it. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Young people, listen to this. You want to know how to prosper? Or in this case, how not to prosper? He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Run to God. Get in fellowship with Him. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes.